just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is the hump day, or Wednesday, March 28th edition of The Flip Side, Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. I guess we can sum up the financial markets today in one sentence. Stocks fell and commodities got creamed. The day started off on a negative note, with China setting the tone for the negative day as the Shanghai Composite Index fell 2.6%, and bearish news being reported from China. European markets followed in suit, with Spain taking the limelight as economists are now being more vocal about their concerns about Spanish debt problems a la Greek debt problems. When trading opened in the U.S., a couple of economic reports helped with the gloomy day. Durable goods missed expectations. And then creamed the commodities market was reports out of France that world leaders are nearing a deal to tap strategic oil reserves. And we'll be back after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
O'Dark 100 this morning, as I was collecting a few stories for the website, I knew that gold was going to have a bad day when I saw this headline: Goldman Sachs issues a fresh note this morning urging traders to buy gold. Now, as soon as Goldman Sachs says buy gold, you know almost instinctively that gold's not going to have a good day. And pretty much the reason for Goldman giving a buy recommendation on gold today was nothing more than pretty much repeating Ben Bernanke's statements from earlier this week. Goldman's views on its recommendation today can be translated as follows. Gold market weakness has been tied to the fact that the markets are expecting real interest rates to rise in light of the recent economic data showing improvement in the U.S. economy. However, the economic recovery is not strong enough to allow for higher rates, and coupled with Bernanke's comments that accommodative monetary policy will be required for the foreseeable future means that gold has overreacted to the downside. So Goldman Sachs is looking for another round of quantitative easing, which in turn will pressure the dollar and thus drive gold prices higher. And so that pretty much says it all as to what happened in the gold market today. There was an interesting article later today in MarketWatch where it was quoting a columnist by the name of Matthew Lynn, who speculated that that central banks are and have been on a buying spree using the added liquidity from the printing presses in Europe and the United States to fill up their vaults, which, as you know, have been depleted of gold reserves over the last few years. And the one country that we know that has, over the past decade, emptied its vaults of all its gold has been the Bank of England. And the amazing thing is, we keep hearing from politicians both on this side of the pond and on the European side that the European crisis is ebbing and almost over. Well, these statements are completely false. And the only reason why they're saying the crisis is ebbing and almost over is just because of the trillions of euros that have been printed, which is going to be nothing compared to the trillions they're going to have to continue to print in the months to come. As Ergun Vangires said today to Eric King, politicians in Europe are living in a different world. They are just pretending that things have been resolved with the last trillion euros that was injected into the system, Spain is the next big problem. Spain now has over 700 billion euros of debt, and of that, about 14% has been issued in the last 3 months. That's over 100 billion euros of debt issued in the last 3 months. So Europe is hemorrhaging, and Spain will be the next Greece. And the Spanish problem is a lot bigger and a lot worse than Greece was. So all we're getting pretty much from European leaders, Angela Merkel and the like, is nothing but pure propaganda. And I guess the lesson to be learned is don't listen to short-term rhetoric of politicians and don't listen to optimism of central banks. And just stay focused on what has ultimately going to happen to keep the financial system functioning, and that's the printing of unlimited amounts of money. And the fact is, Europe will implode if they don't print massive amounts of money. The banking system is bust, and sovereign states are all running massive deficits. And they're doing everything in their power to prevent it from imploding. But by continuing to print more fiat currency, all they're doing is accelerating the inevitable. And so I guess the message from the financial markets today and from the media in general is don't listen to the mainstream media. What you guys need to do is follow your instincts to protect yourselves and your family against a collapsing currency. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but there's only one way you can protect yourself against collapsing currencies, whether it's in the US or in Europe, and that's to own physical gold and silver. The world's financial situation cannot be solved by any rhetoric or draconian measures governments take. The only thing they can and will do is continue to destroy paper money, and that's why people need to own gold. And in case you missed it, when we have said it before, right now, gold has bottomed. And I hate to say this, but I agree with Goldman Sachs. You are more than likely going to start seeing higher gold prices and silver prices in April. We'll have more after this.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim. The best supplements on earth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Senses and the sun is shining down on the blossoms of the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her left in this world. Don't go, don't leave now, now, now. While the sun is smiling, stick around and laugh a while. And I lie warm on soft sandy beaches in my.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Wednesday. You know, it is interesting living in a quote-unquote a third world country, watching U.S. media. There's not much difference between Mexican politics and American politics, as you probably already know. The Pope has paid a quick visit to Mexico. He didn't come to give hope to the poor and impoverished. This was a purely a political visit by the Vatican and the Pope, because the fact is Mexico is the second largest Catholic population in the world. And in Mexico, there are primarily three political parties. There's the PAN, the PRI, and the PRD. And just like America, there's a presidential election in a couple of weeks. And Felipe Calderon's party, the PAN, is currently in second place. And it's interesting to see that all the political parties here are all pandering in front of the Pope. But the average Mexican no longer sees the Catholic Church as the moral authority that it used to see it in years gone by. And so it was with interest today that, and it is the top article on my website, because I really like the guy's insights, and that's of expat Fred Reed, who has an article entitled The Receding Tide. And he concludes by saying that the only difference between the Mexican government and the American government is Mexicans know what kind of government they have. Americans do not. He starts off by saying several things characterize countries of the third world, whatever precisely the third world means. The first is corruption. America is rotten with it. But American corruption is distinct from corruption in, say, Guatemala or Thailand, or, as I have mentioned many times, South Africa. Because in America, American corruption is less visible and better organized than it is in Guatemala, Thailand, or South Africa. And several major differences exist between the usual corruption in the third world and that in America. In most of the third world, corruption exists from top to bottom. Everyone and everything is for sale. Bribery amounts to an economic system, like capitalism or socialism. By contrast, in the United States, graft flourishes mostly at the level of government and commerce.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, my baby, guess you better slow that Mustang down.
Welcome back to the flip side, and talking about Fred Reed's latest article, which you can find posted on my website, The Receding Tide. And as Fred correctly points out, in the United States, corruption occurs at the level of policy and contracts between corporations and special interests and Congress. Unlike Mexico and South Africa, it is done in the U.S. gracefully and usually legally. For example, Big Pharma pays Congress to insert in some voluminous bill that almost no one will read a clause saying that the government will pay list price for drugs instead of negotiating for a better price. Over time, this is worth hundreds of millions paid by you. Yet that clause is legal. Or military industry pays Congress to buy an enormously expensive and unneeded airplane. It's legal. Read the bill. Or the agribusiness pays Congress to cough up large subsidies. Also legal. In Mexico, you pay your useless daughter's useless teacher to give her grade she didn't earn so she can get into university. In Mexico, corruption relies on individual initiative. By contrast, in America, corruption is a class action industry. Large groups, blacks, women, Indians, unions, bribe or intimidate Congress into giving them special privilege, affirmative action, racial and gender set-asides, casinos, loans, and preference for Small Business Administration according to sex and ethnicity. It's corruption, plain and simple. But the difference is, in America, it's legal. But Fred goes on to contrast something else. What he refers to as unaccountable and often intrusive police forces who are not subject to control by the public. In America, formal police departments are rapidly growing more militarized, jackbooted, swatted out, and their powers keep growing. A law-abiding citizen should never be afraid of the police, and a misbehaving cop should worry intensely when said law-abiding citizen records his badge number with intent to call the chief. Well, those days are over. Today, the cops can bully, threaten, and harass, and there's precious little you can do about it. The proliferating laws against filming police can have only one purpose: to prevent exposure of misbehavior. Now, that's a third world trait. Any organization involved in controlling a population is a de facto police outfit, as are the TSA, Homeland Security, FBI, NSA, ICE, and so on. Against none of these does the citizen have any recourse. In principle, yes, but in practice, no. Just like the third world, only slightly more efficient. Another point he makes is what America is dealing with is a lack of constitutional government. This is not the same as a lack of a constitution. The Soviet Union had a constitution but paid no attention to it. And it seems as though America is rapidly heading in the same direction. In America, the Constitution is largely and increasingly ignored by the government. Constitutionally, the three branches of government are co-equal. But in practice, the Supreme Court is of little consequence, and the Congress is the action arm of the corporate oligarchy. Constitutional Congress must declare war, but now the president sends combat troops wherever he pleases, and Congress reads about it in the Washington Post. The president can order citizens murdered, ignore habeas corpus, monitor and store emails. Government can search you at will with no pretense of probable cause. And just like a third world, America has a controlled press. It's unfortunate that so many Americans insist that the American press is free. And the only reason they say that is because they are repeatedly told it is. And that's just because they have nothing to which to compare it. In America, control does not work as it did in the USSR, by savagely punishing the least expression of undesired ideas. this would be obvious and arouse opposition. American control works on the principle of fooling enough of the people, enough of the time. Realistically speaking, I guess the U.S. does have a quasi-free press. You can easily buy books written by David Duke, Karl Marx, Malcolm X, even Hitler. The trick is that few read. Television and newspapers rule, and they are owned by large corporations concerned with furthering the interests of large corporations. And these interests are maximizing the viewership for advertising, which is where the money comes from. Keeping the lid on in a country in which various groups would be at each other's throats if demagogues were allowed to provide the spark, keeping corporations from suffering any sort of control and furthering the political agenda of the media. Thus, you never allow serious criticism of Israel, and you never ever allow an articulate Palestinian to offer his views. You do not allow coverage of crime by blacks, which might lead to social upheaval. You do not allow distressing reportage of wars, or a little girl looking in puzzlement as her innards are hanging out thanks to a shrapnel wound. You do not have any serious investigative reporting of corporate corruption. They just simply keep it bland and keep it reassuring. He concludes by saying as well, and don't let a cop talk about what's really going on, or a GI to talk about what soldiers really do in Afghanistan. And don't let political debates touch on substance. Better just simply to maintain the illusion of informed citizens engaging in democracy. And so the only difference between Mexico and America is Mexicans know what kind of government they have. Americans do not. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Mark in Texas. Hey, Mark.
Robbie, I agree with that, but I got a question about austerity.
Sure.
You remember when Mexico's debt was forgiven?
Yes, yes.
What'd they give up?
And that was, you know, you bring up an interesting subject. That was when Robert Rubin had just left Goldman Sachs and had joined the U.S. Treasury. I definitely need to revisit that whole genre again. I think Mexico agreed to devalue its currency by some 90%, if I'm not mistaken, but my memory's a little vague on that. I'll have to go and revisit the Goldman Sachs involvement in the restructuring of Mexican debt at that time.
I'm just wondering if that could be a precursor to what we could look forward to. Because, I didn't know how many austerity measures other than the monetary, actually took place.
Well, the one thing I do remember is that Clinton and Rubin used the Economic Stabilization Fund to bail out, I believe it was Goldman Sachs, who had obviously huge liabilities with its Mexico investments.
Right.
And the reason why they used the Economic Stabilization Act, because it didn't require congressional approval. All it required was signing off by the Treasury Secretary and the signature of the President.
So the IMF, was the IMF involved in this? I guess they were indirectly.
I don't believe that the IMF was involved in this.
Okay.
I think this was more of a bailout of Goldman Sachs
than
anything else.
Bailing out
the
banks again.
Yep.
Too big to fail once again.
Too big to fail. Oh, absolutely. But that was Robert Rubin and Bill Clinton.
Yeah, because I didn't know about government programs, landmarks, land. I never really, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of details back then, at least from what I can remember.
Well, they were on the alternative media, because I remember covering it extensively, and that was at about the same time that, you know, Clinton was pushing NAFTA and GATT.
Right.
And Bob Dole and the Republicans were saying that if NAFTA didn't pass, the world's economic system would collapse.
Here we go again.
And there wasn't much of a left-right divide in America at the time, as there is today, if you can believe that or not.
Yeah. That's hard to swallow, too. Yeah,
I know. You know, I mean, just watching, you know, just the coverage that's consumed the media over the last 2 days, whether it's the kid that was shot in Florida, or whether it's the Supreme Court's decision on Obamacare. I mean, people just simply align themselves with things that just reinforce their own prejudices.
Yeah, I can see where both instances that you just talked about, they could be made into or fabricated into black against white.
Oh, sure.
And with the DNC and the RNC conventions coming up in November, it's going to be a long, hot summer, buddy.
Oh, yeah. And besides, that decision on Obamacare is Supreme Court is not going to rule on that, I believe, until sometime in June, which is just prior to the conventions.
Well, maybe that'll keep them out of everything else, keep them busy till then. Because Lord knows they ain't going to review the Patriot Act or anything else. That's a given, so.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. They don't want to open that can of worms. Just like the most unreported story by the media in the last 24 hours, while it's being consumed with the Florida thing and the medical debate, is how badly the government lost its big terrorist militia trial.
Oh, the Hatari, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that has got absolutely zero coverage.
Well, if it's entrapment, it doesn't count.
Yeah, I mean, they may have given it a scant mention on some of the networks, but I monitor all the networks pretty extensively, and I've seen absolutely zero commentary about that.
Well, I'll talk to you soon. I hear the music coming, Robert.
All right, Mark. Thanks, okay. Brother. Okay, we'll take a quick timeout and be right back after this.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
That's what keeps us together. We still believe. If you'd like to read Fred Reed's article, The Receding Tide, you will find it as a top story on my website, immediately followed by another author I enjoy, Paul Craig Roberts, with his article entitled Empires Now and Then. And he draws parallel with all previous empires, starting with the Roman, then the British, and draws some interesting parallels. And also an interesting critique of a new book by Peter Beinhart, entitled The Crisis of Zionism, written by Scott McConnell. It seems that not all is going well in the world of Zionism. Peter Beinhart, self-confessed a liberal Zionist, has pretty much thrown the cat amongst the pigeons in his book that came out this week entitled The Crisis of Zionism. And hopefully Charles Carlson has read about it, and we'll talk about that on Friday. Coming up on tomorrow's show, it's Thursday, and we get to visit for an hour with Jeffrey Bennett. So you can imagine what tomorrow's show is going to be about. And hear the music, which means Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix, coming your way in a few minutes at the top of the hour. So till tomorrow, when we will chat with Jeffrey Bennett, my friends, have a great evening. See you then.